Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
16 minutes past six, as I said. Hanson, good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Morning, Mr. Gaspar. How are you doing? It's a pleasure to join you guys.
No, it's the pleasure is ours. I promise you that. So, you know, I was thinking about ancestral karma. What are we talking about there? Because I guess when we think of the word karma, all too often, you know, there is not necessarily a negative connotation to it, but it's a bit of a warning, you know, that karma is going to get you. So what is ancestral karma? Is it should we view it in a similar light?
Thank you very much for that question, because that's actually where I wanted to start, where karma is, actually. So karma is a set of actions that have been fueled by belief and emotion, basically. And so it doesn't matter what beliefs we have, what emotions we have, we reap what we sow, basically, due to the actions and emotions that we have put forward. So let's say, for instance, I had been a person who has been very happy for the past duration of however long my life is. That is going to be encoded within my genes. It's going to be encoded within my mentality. And when I have children, despite what I teach them, despite my efforts at trying to educate them to be, you know, as parents, we want to educate and shape our children's lives in the way that they think and uphold themselves within what we call reality.
Uh-huh.
But the other deeper sense to that reality is who I am genetically speaking, or what have I allowed myself to become, is also part and puzzle what is going to be passed down to my children. And it goes forward and further into future generations, which we then start to call generational karma. And so in other words, if I was a heavy smoker and a person who is subject to have stresses due to, let's say, relationship problems or financial problems, each and every time my offspring or the offspring of my offspring have stressing moments within relationships, there comes about this thing of smoking and then getting sick from cancer or something of that sort. Do you realize how it ties in?
I get it. And I guess anecdotally, if you have to look at your family history, if you have to look at people you know, you know, you can connect the dots, for lack of a better term. You know, all too often, as you said, you know, using these examples, if there is alcoholism, if a parent, if someone in your family became, you know, dependent on alcohol to deal with stress or whatever else the case is, there's a high probability that you could succumb to something similar, which then begs the question, you know, do I lose my agency then, basically, as an individual? So am I able to actually, do I have control over my own life, or is it just the cards that have been dealt? So my children, inevitably, that's their situation, because, you know, daddy chose to deal with issues in a particular way, which wasn't necessarily all that great. And therefore, they don't have a choice in the matter. That's ultimately what they, you know, what they forced or faced with.
Faced with, more like fated to experience throughout their lives. Well, I disagree with that. And fortunately, even other people that speak of karma, I mean, that's the reason why we speak about it at the end of the day. It's something that if you are aware of, you can change. There's nothing that is supposed to tie you down to certain ways of living and certain results that you know, eventually, inevitably always get if you don't entertain your karma, because it's a spinning wheel of energy, a spinning wheel of behavioral patterns that sometimes find a way to act beyond our awareness of. So we might, you know, in some situations have hidden fears that express themselves as distractions that we put ahead of ourselves instead of dealing with certain problems that we didn't know we have, at least from a karmic space and point of view. So how we break that is more of the question that I feel you were asking. We break that. You have to have a practitioner that understands what family karma is and can sit down with you and unravel it. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people. There's a handful of people that do that. Going into the realms of traditional healing, as a person who's a healer, I would say they try and explain that for you, but they rarely ever entertain it in ways that would intellectually satisfy the client. You know, it's always do A, B, C, D, get into a bathtub or go to a river or do something of that sort. Even if it's a tarot card reader, they don't have other modalities that I would say, like hypnotherapy, to let you as the person mention what you'll come, to put you in that energy and space for your genes to be able to make you realize what your family has been going through with a practitioner like myself. So one of the ways in which I normally help people is to make them aware using astrology, which I'm very strong on, using psychism, or my psychic abilities, which I'm also very strong on. But I also promote putting my clients within a hypnotic phase or state of being, where they are fluid enough to you know, come up with the answers and realizations and connecting the dots, basically, once everything has been connected. And if it's extreme, we also do a spell. My ancestors were quite skilled at organizing more energetic ways of dealing with a problem. But again, it does come with a whole lot of intellectual reasoning and making you aware of what the problem is to begin with. So gone are the days where you visit a traditional healer and they give you things to use without your awareness of what you're doing. With the time and age that we're in today, we want people to be aware that this is what is changing and nothing else, and it's changing to this, and you are the person that's shaping that through your wanting and through your helping your ancestors, basically. Because when you help improve the genes, you're actually helping the people that once were alive before. That's why we call it ancestral karma. And through reincarnation and living again, I don't know if many people are aware of that, they wouldn't have, if you solved that, let's say it was a smoking problem within the family, if you solved it, subsequently the people that become alive through your the downstep of your genes, or what I would call, you know, inheritance, what your children would inherit from you, would then be all the other good things to do with you, except the smoking, which had prevalently been a problem. You understand?
I get you. So it sounds quite interesting, because I mean there's a couple of concepts that you made mention of: their psychic abilities, the casting of spells, being a traditional healer, and then obviously even the concept of karma, if I'm not mistaken, with a and in line with our Heritage Day discussion today, it sounds as if you take a number of influences from different heritages, for lack of a better term there. Is that a correct way of describing it and understanding it and using the best tools to your availability, as opposed to saying that this is purely what I'm only taking from this particular culture, this particular heritage?
Yes. It depends. As a healer, it depends on the modalities or the cultures that you've that have assimilated the healer. So your methods really depend on that. And for me, I've been exposed to different methods of healing through when I discovered that I was actually a healer, I wanted to, you know, find reasons to why I'm sensing the things that I'm sensing within the world. For instance, if you have a headache, if you have fallen in love with somebody, why do I all of a sudden feel like I'm falling in love, but there's nothing happening in my life? So I was constantly searching for all these reasons why I'm experiencing the world the way that I'm experiencing it.
Indeed.
And through learning all those different things, that's what made me who I am. But speaking more, tying karma to this thing of Heritage Day, I mean, when you think of Heritage Day, you think of strong cultures that have been held for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And because of that strong tie, I mean, karma is basically a repetition of certain energies that makes an imprint on the people that become born within that family. And so if you think about it, it's just basically repetitions are basically a pattern of behavior. And that's what culture is. We culturally get to know people as people that have decided by pattern of behavior, this is how we are going to source our food, behave in society, and you know, uphold ourselves within society, to say that this is our society of, let's say, the Basotho people Red Indians or people from anywhere in the world basically would have their own culture. So it's the stronghold basically of that culture is to safeguard people from absorbing other different ways of expressing themselves, which could create a discourse in karma.
For sure. Look, I mean,
it's a safeguard.
I mean, for many listening to this discussion right now, I guess this is probably the first time that they hear about it, whether they have consulted, a traditional healer or not. So I guess people are listening to this conversation thinking, where do I find out more? So do they contact you? How do people get a hold of you to find out a little more about this? And then to take advantage, if they so choose, of being able to look at this.
Well, thank you very much for asking me that question, but I'm not aware of other traditional healers that do work in the way that I work.
Uh-huh.
I would otherwise guide people to go in and inquire with them as well as myself. But in terms of myself, they can always contact me on
065
9-968-7795. I'll repeat that once again. That's 065-968-7795. They can always also contact me if they want further information. I do post informative videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And my name on YouTube is Hansen.
Uh-huh.
That's H-E-N S-I-N,
mm-hmm.
Ains, A-I-N-N-S, H-E-N-S-I-N, A-I-N-N-S on YouTube. And you can find me on Facebook, all social media platforms with that name. What I basically help people do is understand their karma, break their karmic pattern using intellectual ways, like with coaching, and also using energy so they can hold that energy and be able to maintain it for the rest of their lives. I even have lifetime protection spells and ways in which we can shape a person's mind to be able to hold a new paradigm of energy. And I help people break curses, which can also create bad karma. And sometimes people think they have curses while they just have bad karma.
No, I get you. So but, final question for me is, so when do I figure that, listen, I need to go see Hansen? Yeah, I need to have a chat with Hansen. Something is I don't know, something is not cooking.
Yes, I do like that question. That's one of the questions that I wanted to address. If you are going through a time where you feel like you are necessarily carrying too much weight, where things are just not going right, despite your best efforts, you will know as a person when things are going right because of the efforts that you're putting in, and somehow things are not adding up, where despite your best efforts, things are going sideways and things are not adding up together, then the results are always negative. You can always contact me. You can always contact a person like me to find out, is it karmic or is it somebody sending you a curse? Or is it the case that you're a sensitive person and you've absorbed negative energies? Maybe you're working at a different area which has different energies. And how to safeguard yourself going further. So when people contact me, we do journey into the deep to find out what is the problem. And, oftentimes people are quite sure that, hey, I think I have a curse. Well, actually, it's not. It could be you're dealing with bad karma. Or it could be that you astrologically you're dealing with a stressful moment at the time and changes need to happen, but they come in very negative ways at first.
Hansen,
so it's a bunch of things.
100%. Look, let's leave it there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. All the best to you. I found it interesting.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gashwal. Have a nice one as well.
You too. And all the best for Heritage Day, for the rest of your Heritage Day.
Thank you so much.